I've got a lot of interesting things to say, but
I'm sure you do.
Too much of your time. So one of these days we need to talk and have a great conversation.
You bet.
I miss you a lot, honey. Sorry I haven't been in touch.
I love you
so much, as so many people do.
Well, I hope your kitty's good.
But I'm special.
You're a real cat.
I'm very, very special.
I'm not being a perv. I really meant your cat.
I'll talk to you later, and lots of love, and we'll catch up soon. And damn, if that French president can't read... BuzzMafia.com t-shirt. All right, sweetheart. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
I just learned about you guys on MySpace, and I'm really kind of interested in it.
Well, that's
but today,
nice.
Me and my girlfriend, of course, are fighting over our exes. We've been friends for 9 months. We recently got together about a month ago, and a week ago, we decided to move to Canby.
While
her ex-wife lives here as well, and now she, like, they got a divorce and everything, and it's okay, but today she made a comment that made me cry, and we were fighting about our exes, and she made the comment that, you know, that her ex-wife, actually, was so tight that she could barely fit a finger in, and, like, that broke my heart. She sits here and she tells me that she loves me every day, and she's in love with me, and I'm the one she wants to be with. But how do I go about forgetting about that?
But she somehow...
Or remembering not to think about it, and not to think that every time we get into a fight, she's not going to run to her. Anyone who makes her jealous, I get rid of in my life, because she's more important to me. Am I wrong, or am I right? I don't know. I really need some advice on this, so hopefully you can help me. Thanks. Have a good night.
Well, I'm very sorry that you have such an insensitive girlfriend. And I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't get rid of every single friend that you have because they make her jealous. I mean, that's really a good way to be manipulative, is just say that they make you jealous. I mean, I don't know. I'm sorry to say that your girlfriend sounds extremely insensitive and actually provocative. It's like she enjoys your jealousy. And that's pretty shitty. That's what I have to say about that. And I'm sorry that you ended up in that relationship with such an insensitive twat. No, I'm kidding. Onward, before I get myself in trouble.
Of any dream vehicle play set with a sledgehammer. Sure, no problem.
What is this?
Spencer! Come teach us Betty.
Oh no, this is something. That's something wrong. That's not what I'm supposed to be playing. Sorry. Okay. This isn't easy, you know. I just want you to know. It's not easy. Kind of fun, though.
Hi, Sandy. It's Liz again. Sorry I went a little crazy on my last message, but living 20 minutes from the city of Pittsburgh, and with this Super Bowl Sunday that all these people were talking about, and all these...
And that was a while ago.
Crazy people that are all wearing these articles of clothing with the Steelers emblem. I just don't get it. Like,
neither do I.
Do any other lesbians out there care about football? Because
I don't.
I sure as hell don't. And living in this city is driving me nuts.
Football is so oppressive to me.
They're all like a herd. If you don't care about football, people think you're fucking nuts.
Mm.
I just don't get it. There's just too much energy and time and money wasted on these sports games.
Mm, you think?
You go and see these muscly men and be men and play with their balls. Well, fuck that shit. Oh, I guess I shouldn't be so harsh, but...
It's okay.
I just want to say I love you.
That's what we're here for.
And
I love you too.
My birthday was on January 10th.
Happy birthday, belated.
I've been for a podcast, but I don't want to put any pressure on you or anything like that, because I know what pressure does to a kind of person like you and I. But, yeah, so I hope you come out with a new podcast soon, because I really miss hearing your voice at work, and you take all my troubles away, and you make me forget about all the crazy people here. So I miss you and I love you, and please put out a podcast soon.
I love you too.
Thanks, Sandy.
Bye. Bye.
Sandy, it's Jessica calling. I've been calling in a really long time.
It's okay.
I call on today, of all days, as it is the day that...
Oh, I know what this is. I have to not play this? Sorry. Sorry, Jessica. I think you know what. Okay, I have no idea what you're saying. I'm sorry. You're more than welcome to call back and just speak up a little. You know, there's an option on the voicemail to that you can hear the message before you actually send it, and you can also delete it and re-record again. I know that a lot of people get nervous calling in because they think they're going to mess up, but then you shouldn't worry about that. But anyway, so sorry I couldn't hear that one.
Hi, my name is Peter McGraw.
Hi, Peter McGraw.
I'm calling about, I seen a website and I like the t-shirt you have online. I was wondering, my girlfriend, she has a yeast infection.
A yeast infection.
She also has AIDS.
Oh, we love AIDS.
I was wondering if you guys could maybe send the t-shirt, you know, to make her feel a little better. I would really appreciate it. And, my yeast-infected girlfriend is also a friend, and she has you on her top 8 on MySpace.
Well, that's very nice.
So I don't know if that means anything, but...
It does.
Well, thank you. Please hold back. Again, my name is Peter McGraw.
Okay, Peter McGraw.
Thank you.
I hope her AIDS gets better real soon.
My name is Kathy Conroy. Bye.
Alrighty.
What's going on? What is going on, Ms. Via Mafia? Check this out. My name is Sarita. I am doing a show down here, a reality show called Who's Curious? I'm doing for lesbians, bisexual, and studs. Women on their sexuality. We're about to get down. Why women be leaving men for other women? I mean, beautiful women. You know what I'm saying? Why women love women so much? I mean, what is it? Is it the touch? Is it the feel? You tell me. I'm coming. I'm doing auditions in Atlanta. Every woman that's fine, you need to come down here and show some love. We are pitching this to MTV. They love the idea.
Oh, dear, I'm late.
This ain't happening, man. This is better than Tina Tequila, I Love New York, and Flavor Flav, man. We're talking about some real stuff and entertainment.
Flavor Flav?
Who's curious? Women, come on my page, myspace.com/whoiscurious. I love everybody. Mafia, I'm going to need y'all for bodyguards when I have so many women trying to knock me down, trying to ask my autograph. I love all y'all, man. All my Who's Curious fans, check my page out. It's hot. Peace.
Peace. Sorry that we were late playing that. I hope that you found your contestants for your show. I'm sorry.
Hi, Sandy. This is Dr. Les from MySpace.
Hi, Dr. Les.
I just tuned in to your podcast for the very first time a couple seconds ago, and I have to say you are quite hilarious.
Oh, well, there you go.
I can't imagine you having any haters out there, and I love how you use the word fuck. You use it brilliantly, girl. So, keep up the good work.
Well, I like saying fuck.
Well, hello. My name is Pauline. I'm a
new-time
caller.
Hello.
I am on MySpace. That's where I got this MySpace, obviously. It's just a bunch of people on your space. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. Like, you know, I'm just like one of those like basic kind of girls, but I'm actually not just real basic. I really didn't really think of anything to say right now. I just was kind of curious to see what this whole thing was really about.
Oh,
I think
already.
Maybe if I'm more in the creative mood, I'd be a little better at this. But
that's all right. Don't worry.
Hey, homos and others.
Hello.
This is your girl, Lucky. I wanted to give a shout-out to Sandy
for what?
I got your message.
Which
code
message?
Word, hydro. It's about damn time, girl. Holy shit. You didn't need a tap. You didn't need a budge. I need to push your ass down the stairs in order for you to work that shit. Man, I'll tell you what. Anyway, yeah, I'm about to listen to your next podcast here.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
El Numero 30. But yeah, I'ma go, and hopefully I'ma see your ass at Pride, Columbus. Let's do it. All right then. Be good. Bye.
I hate crowds. So you're going to have to go for me, and then you could call in from Pride. How's that?
Hi, Sandy. Well, I can't tell you my name.
It's okay.
Or where I'm from.
It's all right.
I'm in the Navy. I was listening to your show, and I heard there was another Army girl on there. And you know, she couldn't do the same because, in actuality, we have to sign a waiver that says we will not be gay. And I think...
Wow.
It's actually very odd, and I don't know, maybe it's something you might want to discuss, like, on another show or something, but I think it's very odd how we have to do things like that, where we really do have to extremely hide who we are and what we believe in and stuff, and it kind of gets to me sometimes because, you know, I'm only 18 years old, and my parents have a tendency to throw it in my face, and they say, oh, well, you know, you're in the Navy now, you can't be that, you can't have your girlfriend, you know, and it makes it hard, and I guess.
I'm sorry.
But this, I guess, a topic for maybe your next show or something. I know that I have a lot of, I'm not going to say, you know, exactly what armed forces they're in, but I have a lot of friends that are gay and lesbians, and they're hella fighters. They're some crazy. Some, I know one of my close friends is actually getting shipped off to Afghanistan soon. Actually, you know, I'm going to miss her, but, you know, I don't know, just dropping a note, see, maybe I can see what you have to say about this, and, well,
that's crazy.
I enjoy listening to your show a lot.
Glad to have you.
I discovered it a while back, but I enjoy it, and I hope to maybe hear some of this on your next podcast. All right. Have a great day. Bye.
That's awful. I didn't know that you had to sign a waiver that you're not going to be gay to join the Navy. I'm sorry. If you're still around, honey, if you're still listening, send me a message, okay? Okay, baby's a-crying. Okay. I don't know whose baby. Thank you for the child calling into the mafia crying. I would much prefer to have heard her laughing. Or him.
Hey, Sandy. It's Carly from Philly. Just dropping you a line.
Carly.
See how things are. I'll talk to you later.
We love you, Carly.
Bye.
Bye. Carly is the first woman who got a lesbian mafia tattooed right on the inside of her arm, right on that, what do you call that muscle there? I don't know what you call it. But she did it, and we love her for it.
Hey, this is Jay from Gadsden, Alabama. Big
Hi,
fan
Jay.
Of you. Just wanted to say
Sweet
hello to you.
Home,
I like
Alabama.
What you do. Good job.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah, I was totally trying to think of an acronym for cunt. Cunt. Oh, my God, you said cunt. Can you not talk? There we go. Yeah, maybe not. You're so New York. Hang in there, chica.
Thanks,
Love
baby.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Sandy. This is Brittany from Nebraska. I just got done listening to your podcast about your bitchy neighbors, and... I think I had an argument with mine. Well, I know I had an argument with mine, but I was pretty sure he was a troll. We argued over a snow shovel. One night I was driving. I decided to get the snow out of my driveway by backing my car over the driveway again and again and again, and it made him mad. So they hate me, too. And thankfully, my next-door neighbor on the other side is their, like, daughter, who's also bitchy. So I feel your pain. And it made me laugh out loud, and I might have actually wet my pants, so... I love you, Sandy. And
love you,
so
too, baby.
Your voice. Talk to you later. Bye.
My pleasure. Just want to say, if you fought with your neighbor over a snow shovel, that I hate your neighbor.
Hello, TLM. This is Tasha.
From the L Word?
Just me on your MySpace page calling to say welcome. And I think that
thank you
folks are fantastic. funny, funny shit.
Aww.
Say shit on these days or shit on the radio, but I'm saying
yes, you
shit.
Can.
Sorry about that. Anyways, I think you guys are great. Just wanted to let you know from the North Country that there are people out here who love you.
Aww.
In this area. You guys have a great day and stay beautiful. Ciao.
Hi, Sandy. I have been trying to email you and it won't go through. And I wasn't sure if there was a better way to send an email with a large attachment to you. And the email is lesbianmafia@automatic.
There is. If you have any emails that you guys need to send with attachments or anything like that, please send it to info@thelesbianmafia.com or to thelesbianmafia1@aol.com.
Hi, I'm just calling to let you guys know that I actually appreciate your website a lot.
You.
It's opened my eyes to think that there's women out there that are highly educated, not the way I was raised to portray of a lesbian woman. And, you know, we're strong women, and no matter who we sleep with or what we do, you know, we're here. And
we're
educated, and we are above what they assume what we are, and
who cares about them?
That's just a great thing. I mean, I'm actually really touched because I was raised completely different of what I was supposed to know and think, and now grown ass woman here, I'm still fumbling through my world, mm-hmm. but I'm here, you know, and to find somewhere where I can talk and send emails and just speak to women that have the same level of living life to the fullest, and that's important. Thank you very much for also adding this talk line because I think it's great. Thanks.
Oh,
bye.
It's my pleasure.
Hello. This is not going to be interesting. Sorry. But this is SRH from MySpace, and
hi.
I had your phone number in my other phone, but then, you know, I got a new phone. So anyways, I put on the 651-925-1610,
mm-hmm.
and it's telling me that's the wrong podcast. I really wanted to listen to the show.
Yeah.
So
let
if you
me,
could, send me a message, and maybe if the, I don't know, maybe if the numbers change.
It does that. I think if you're calling from New York, the call-in line to listen to the program on the phone, I think that sometimes it says you've reached the wrong pod. It says something at the beginning, but if you stay on the line, it'll start playing. I don't know what that's about, but I hope it rectified itself, you know?
Hey, Sandy, I love your show. I'm always on Lesbian Mafia page. I just
Good.
Love it to pieces. I can't wait because on June 20th, I'll be leaving my state of Illinois, New Minden, to be with the girl that I love, Jessica Johnson, in Brooksville, Florida, and I can't wait. I love your show, and
love you back.
It's just, wow, I love listening to it. It's just cool. So, I'm Lacey, and thanks for letting me leave a comment. Bye.
Shout out, Lacey, to Brooksville, Florida. Shout out.
Hi, Sandy. This is Claudia in Bakersfield, California, and you have to help me keep my sanity. Some inconsiderate puke-head fuck broke into my house in April and stole my laptop. So I have not heard an episode of Lesbian Mafia since April. I have been frantically looking on my phone, which has internet connections, for some site that would actually play on my phone. Podomatic won't. iTunes
it
won't
used
load.
To.
The only thing that'll load is YouTube. So please, Sandy, or listeners, anybody, please upload the shows to YouTube. Please save my sanity. Thanks, Sandy. Bye.
Well, now there's a call-in number, and so you can do that. But why did that message made me laugh?
Hi, Sandy. This is Claudia from California. I wanted to thank you for putting up the phone number on your MySpace page so that I could call in because my stupid laptop got stolen and I left you a message that I couldn't find anywhere to listen to Lesbian Mafia, and I got the phone number post, and that was really awesome. I felt like that was just for me.
It was for you, actually.
It made me feel really good. Thank you very much, and I got to listen to the Lesbian Mafia, and I also had a friend update my iPod, so I got just got done listening to 10 episodes all at once. And I just wanted to thank you again. And I also wanted to say on your list of bisexual types, I've got one for you. I'm not sure if it falls under one of those categories, but I have a friend that I think is bisexual out of laziness. She will be in a relationship with women, and when that relationship ends, she said it's too difficult to find a single lesbian women, so she will revert to a man in between her women. As soon as she finds a woman she's really interested in, she drops that man like a hot potatoes and goes for the woman that she's interested in.
Oh, boy.
But I thought that was really kind of crazy. But it seems to happen quite a bit. Apparently, there is a problem with available, worthy lesbian singles out there in, out here in California.
That's so true.
Anyway, well, Proposition 8 got passed, so we've got some pretty upset people going on around. Really kind of sad that in this day and age we can elect a black president and there's still so much hate in the world. But enough about that, because I'm not the political type. Anyway, I hope everything's going well for you, Sandy. And if you want to shoot your television, you don't have to find a drug dealer. You can borrow any number of mine. I have some very big ones that will put very big holes in your television.
Mm.
Anyway, it was good talking to you, Sandy. I'm not good at these one-way conversations, so I'm going to let it go. You can always reach me at Love Your Show. So glad I got to catch up on those 10 episodes, and I'm so glad I have that phone number to get the rest. Thank you, Sandy, and have a great day. Love you. Bye.
Love you too, honey. Actually, that was, I did put that call-in number after you messaged that you couldn't listen online and you needed another option. So I went looking for an option, and so that was you. Thank you for calling, because that phone, a lot of people really use that option of listening on the telephone. So, you know, it's thanks to you for, you know, all right. Whatever. I'm starting to sound really hokey. I get a little mushy when I listen to these messages.
Hey, Sandy. My name's Laura from Orlando, Florida.
Hi,
and
Laura.
I just wanted to say that I think you're hilarious, and I love you, and I love everything you do, and just keep going. Keep going no matter what happens, because you make my days that much better when I see you post a show or a blog or whatever. So, I love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Sandy, it's Molly, and every time I fucking leave you a comment, I'm always either A, drunk and fucking unruly, or B, just fucking so tired from my corporate ass fucking stupid job that I really don't know what I'm saying anyways, as is right now. Anyhow, I fucking love your podcast. Honestly, they keep me going through my job, so keep them coming.
Love you, too, babe.
You have such a big following in the San Francisco Bay Area. Even though you're from New York, you're fucking amazing, and you have such a big-ass impact on us over here. You don't necessarily have to play the shit on your show, but I want you to
know
you're
hell
awesome.
Why the hell not?
And, wow, I guess that's about it.
Lots of love for the weekend here. Anyways, this is You Like the Angel on MySpace, so you get the message, feel free to call me back, okay? Talk to you later, sis.
I couldn't hear that. That was really low.
Hi, Sandy. It's Willie, Phantom Woo. I loved the show, and yes, I still love you. Always love you. Love your voice. Love your jokes. I don't see how you could be more radical. And
well,
I love the accent for the witch burning. That was a trip. You're always a trip. Enjoyed the show, and I'll probably send you another email to fill up your box some more. Bye.
Thanks.
Yo, Sandy. It's Christine. 16. And,
that's a Kiss song.
California. It's just hanging out at Safeway because it's raining and I have to ride my bike home from school. So I'm, you know, I'm taking a break. So, yeah. And I didn't know
raining.
Who to call because it's madness.
Madness, though.
Well, I'm glad you called us.
Can you hear me? All right. It's madness, and I figured, you know, I'd call you, and just, you know, because, I mean, people are walking around here, and they all have, like, shopping bags on their heads, and I'm a little worried that they're all going to suffocate and die. I mean, there's this old lady, and she has dreadlocks, and she's blonde, and it's not really working out. And she has a little bit of a hunchback, and it's kind of creeping me out. She's got a shopping bag on her head. She's running across the parking lot. And there's people with umbrellas under the overhang. You know what? This is ridiculous. Anyway, so, you know, I'm 16, meaning I'm a teen, teenager.
And you're Christine.
And I was thinking, you know, since you're, I feel like you're running out of topics. So,
you're right.
I'm going to help you out here. I'm thinking you should, you know, do another teen show, because that's really cool. I like that one. And then, you know, you should talk about how over half, it seems to me, but over half of the lesbians in the world are all vegetarians. Like, what's up with this? I mean, I know that you don't like meat. Like, why are they all eating tofu burgers? Why are all the lesbian places vegetarian places as well? Like, what is up with that? I don't know what's going on. I mean, I'm not a vegetarian. I tried it. Didn't work out. All right, well, actually, I have a car, but I'm a California kid, and I'm too lazy to get my license. It's ready. It's there. I don't even have my permit yet, though.
Get your license.
All I have to do is go into the DMV and pick it up. I'm too lazy to do that.
Don't be lazy.
Us California kids, we wait until we're 18 to get our licenses. I don't know why. These laws, they're just making it so difficult nowadays. I'm telling you.
Stop making excuses. Get your license.
I can really talk to myself, can't I? Listen to this. This is probably like 5 whole minutes of just me talking to myself. You know, I'm sorry about this. I'm sorry. Yeah, so, I mean, I just thought I'd call because I'm bored and, you know, somebody happened to drop 50 cents and there's a payphone here. And it's just enough to call you. And I was, you know.
That's brilliant.
I was thinking about you because I think about you all day long. You're in my dreams, Sandy. I would think about you all night, too. Honestly.
Well, I guess the 50 cents ran out. Christine, 16. I would like to say that you are correct, and I get a lot of requests to do another teen show, and we'll definitely get on that. Promise.
Hey, Sandy. It's Cindy from Enola, Pennsylvania.
Hello.
And I just wanted to say I love your show, and I left you a comment on MySpace the other day.
Got it.
Well, last night.
And a while ago, though.
Tell me what you think about this.
Okay.
So I have a girlfriend. She's going to be 17 next month, and I'm going to be 17 in June. So, you know, we're both high schoolers, and lately we've been sitting together at lunch, and she'll be sitting there with her arms around me and that kind of stuff. You know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But just because we're gay, we get yelled at all the time, which, you know, I'm used to, because no one in our school really understands that kind of stuff. But we just got called into the guidance office yesterday, and we just sat there and got screamed at by one of the guidance officers, the guidance people, because they just yelled at us about our lifestyle. It was just, it wasn't right. I came back and told a friend of mine, and she just said that, you know, that's bull and we should try and fight it somehow, because she sat us down and she was like, you know, this is a place where you guys come to learn. You cannot do that kind of stuff. She just kept on going on and on about how we shouldn't be doing this and how we shouldn't feel alone because she's going after other couples, too. That's a load of frickin' bull. Because aside from us, like across the table from us, there used to be this couple. They're both seniors, a boy and a girl. They would just sit there and basically like have freaking sex at the table, and they never even got called down or talked to or anything. But she just puts her arms around me, and all of a sudden we're inappropriate, we're harming the school zone. Okay, so I'm gonna go because I have to finish getting ready for school, where I'm just gonna get yelled at again. Okay, so tell me what you think about it if you can. Bye.
Well, I think that's really terrible. I kind of feel on the spot right now because I'm not sure. I'm really not sure how to handle something like that. What I would do is I would contact your local gay and lesbian community center and ask to talk to someone, and they would have definitely much better advice than I could ever give on something like that. But I'm really sorry. That sounds terrible. High school is a really difficult time, you know, and you don't realize just how hard people in high school have it. I'm sorry.
Hey, Sandy. It's Cindy from Enola again. I just
got home from school, and earlier this morning I told you about how yesterday me and my girlfriend were called down to the guidance office because apparently we're being inappropriate when we're just sitting next to each other at lunch with all these other couples around us, and she has her arms around me. Anyway, today was basically the same thing, but the teachers at lunch made sure we were separated. We had, like, the principal of the school and this aide on the other side of the table just standing there watching us. If she even tried to put her arm around me or anything, this teacher would start coming up, and then if she let go, they'd walk away. They just made it so fucking obvious that they were watching us. And then, of course, I went to get up and throw my tray away, and there was a nice little straight couple making out. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I'm so fucking sick of it. But on the plus side, my school, well, I go to two different schools, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and the one I'm talking about is in the afternoon. My other school, which I go to in the morning, is starting a GSA, LGBT club, diversity club, whatever you want to call it, and the first meeting is tomorrow morning. So I'm kind of, even though I'm pissed off that this happened yesterday, I'm really happy that our school's finally offering a sanctuary, because I've been asking about it for fucking years. And now, my junior year, almost my senior year, and they're just starting one now. I hate school. Yeah. Okay. Love you, Sandy. Bye.
Love you, too. I guess life can be very difficult in high school for LGBT teens. But I wonder who starts those groups. But hopefully, this message is from a while ago, but hopefully you've gotten some things cleared out and you've found some resources there. But for anyone, because honestly, when I was a teen and I was coming out, it was a little later. I was about 19 or something. 18 or, I don't know if I was 18 or 19. Where I went to learn everything was at my local gay and lesbian community center in Manhattan. And that was the beginning for me of, you know, finding my way around, of learning my way around this, the gay world. And, yeah. So.
Hey, Sandy. It's me again. I know I've called like three times in the last couple of days, but oh well. I know the last time I called was Thursday, and I was really excited because my school was starting a diversity club the next day. Well, they didn't, because, you know, I was all excited. You know, Thursday night, I sat down and just thought about, like, everything and made a big list of things that were, like, gay issues and stuff. And it turns out Friday morning they're not going to have the club, well, at least not anytime soon, because only two or three people turned their permission slip in. Me and one of my good guy friends, and that's all, which just really pisses me off. But, I mean, the school isn't even saying anything about the club to anyone. What the hell they expect, like, 100 people to just come out of nowhere? The school's full of freaking homophobes. We're terrified.
I'm sorry.
But, yeah, so I'm mad at that. And now I don't know how long it's going to be till I see my girlfriend again. Because, you know, obviously it's 420, and I'm just worried about her right now because she has had trouble with drugs in the past, and even though she's only 16, my mom hardly even lets me drive like 15 minutes away from the house, so I don't even know how we'd be able to manage it. It just pisses me off. And, yeah. I rant here because I have no one else to rant to, even if no one's listening. Okay. Thank you, Sandy. Love you. Bye.
Well, I know this message is from a while ago, so I hope things work themselves out. But again, I can't stress it enough. If you're having issues that are anything like this, to go online and look up your local gay and lesbian community center and give them a buzz and, you know.
Hi, Sandy. This is Sean. I'm just calling to inform you the doctor said my sex change was a success. The only problem is I don't believe it was. I am now the only female with an 8-inch clitoris, and I have hairy breasts, so I look like a transvestite gorilla. Just figured I'd call and let you know.
Well, thank you.
He botched it. Hi, Sandy. This is Sean, the straight guy, calling. Just calling to tell you, well, it's my first week as a lesbian, and I've already got my period, and it sucks. All the menstruation, the pressure, the bloating, the craving chocolate ice cream and pickles for some reason, like I'm pregnant. I don't get it. I don't know how you women do it. But on a more serious note, today I actually overheard something that actually made me sick to my stomach. There was a gentleman at my friend's shop, I won't say where or anybody's names, but he found out his daughter was a lesbian and he kicked her out of the fucking house.
Oh, that's rich.
So I couldn't help but open my mouth and ask him what the fuck his problem was with it. And he said the Bible said it's wrong.
Huh.
And I started laughing and he got even more pissed off at me, of course. Especially since he knows my brother's gay. And I straight out asked him, like, how can you go by what the Bible says? And the Bible was written by a man. And there's two testaments, an old one and a new one. Kind of like they revised it. Like you do the, like they revised a dictionary or the Constitution. It boggles my mind, and I just like to say I'm glad that there are straight people that are not ignorant and retarded like that asshole.
Like you, we're glad to have you on our side, believe me.
That's my imitation of a fax machine. You like it? This is Sean calling, the straight guy. The reason why I'm calling is I listen to your podcast, and people are asking you to be more radical. So I have a song for you, and you can sing this next time for your opening on the podcast. Maybe this will be radical enough for them. You ready? Here it goes.
If you're gonna rape the women, kill the kids. If you're gonna rape the women, kill the kids. Rape and pillage. Rape and pillage. If you're gonna rape the women, kill the kids. If you're gonna rape the women, kill the kids. Rape and pillage.
Hopefully that made you laugh.
I'm gonna get in trouble for playing that.
Hey, this is Fallon Williams. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia right now. I just want to give a shout out to the Lesbian Mafia. And thank you for all your support. And, you know, look for updates. Go to www.fallon.com. And I'll get at you later.
My pleasure, Fallon.com.
Hi, Sandy. This is Haley. Just finished listening to the show. And I did leave a comment on your MySpace and saying that I love the show. And I've just been listening to it ever since I got bored one day and was looking on podcasts. And you were like one of the first podcasts that I've ever listened to. So it was pretty funny.
Thanks.
I am bisexual. I go to Penn State, and I
Penn
love
State.
Listening to your show when I go back and forth from Pennsylvania to Virginia, which is my hometown.
Aww.
And I just thought I'd leave a little comment saying, hey, how are you doing? So I would love to hear from you one time.
Thanks, honey.
Hey, Sandy, it's Haley. I called a few days ago. I just finished listening to the Gay Pride show. I thought it was awesome to hear all the listener comments, and it was pretty cool. And I've never been to the Gay Pride show, and I would love to go. I know they have one in the Richmond area. I'm not sure, like, what it is and stuff. But it's really cool that you, you know, let everybody talk and stuff. But it was nice to hear because my day at work was just awful. I mean, I fell. Yeah, it was just bad. So it was good that, you know, I could come home, wind down, and then, you know, I check the podcast, and there's a new episode, so I'm, like, freaking out, like, oh, yeah, I get to listen to an episode. Oh, whoopee. So I just want to thank you for, you know, making my day a little bit better, and that's pretty much it. Just to say that I love you, and I think you're great, and what you're doing is great. So, ever want to talk or whatever, give me a call. Bye.
Love you too, babe.
All right, yes, I've been, like, watching your show for, like, just, like, a very short time, but I really do enjoy your show and, like, all the, like, ideas and comments that you have and everything that's going on, and I'd really like to, like, be a part of the show. I'm a 32-year-old lesbian, and I live in, like, a really small, small town that doesn't understand what, like, you know, society is all about, and I'm, like, always, like, shunned on. But I would like to, like, comment on some of the things that you do talk about and
pass through the page and comment.
Okay. The first requirement was to hear my voice. This is my voice. Second one might be a little difficult because you went a little bit interesting. Well, I don't know. I just have to be honest. And I'm calling because Nikki is on your show, like, now, and she says, like, you're totally weird. And I just didn't know how weird you were. So, anyway, I'm always weird. So, one weird person to another weird person, you can call me. This is the Amazon from South Jersey. And, like, the only reason I'm calling is because Comcast gave me a deal that, you know, I'm only paying $2 extra now to call long distance. I usually have local. And I'm tired of typing today, too, so. Anyway, I'm calling to see how nuts you are, and if you're truly, truly nuts, you can, you know my address, give me a phone call. And Nikki's trying really hard, but she's totally outing you, man. She's totally, listen.
1 second. All
right.
Let me go and get our dinner. It's a real farm, there's cows going by, chickens.
Right. There's cow
there.
Chickens?
Yeah, I said, yeah, some elegant, you know, dinner, this.
Totally glib, and she's trying, but, you know, you can hear in her voice she's worried about you a little bit. So, what did it take to shut you up, anyway? I mean, you know, I never thought a woman like you could be gagged. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm trying not to be rude. Anyway, I know I said goodbye twice, and I'm not going to call it, you know, I just want to be concerned, and I'm spending only $2 to call you, so I thought maybe you were worth $2, and I've been a fan for you now for, like, a couple of months, and like I said, I don't know, what does it take to gag a woman like you? I really gotta know. Could you, like, put that on a blog? I mean, I know about your cat, and I'm a cat lover. You know, my cat's 13 years old, and 13's such a bad number. You know, her birthday's February, so give me a call in February, and then, you know, maybe, I don't know. So anyway, I hope I've pissed you off or at least intrigued you enough to really, give me a blog, tell me, you know, totally what gags you, and Nikki, wait, what's she saying now?
Is on your arm, it's the elbow connected to the female, and then you're stepping.
It's Vladimir.
You're a very good singer.
His elbow connected to the wrist bone.
Oh, my God.
His wrist bone connected to the rest of the hands, and I'm like stepping the Georgian.
You know what? Oh, my God.
Like,
she knows better friends than you.
How did you apply for that job?
She's got, like, a well-known doctor on the phone. Hey, does she take HMO?
Something new to do every day. One day it might be women and children, but first I'm neglecting the women.
You know, HMO in America sucks. Oh, I had a question. I have a prescription for wine. My doctor told me to drink 4 ounces of wine a night to thin my blood and to calm my heart. Because, you know, I'm turning 50, right? I called this winery that's Barefoot Wine out of California, and I'm
from
South
Jersey. Shout out to Barefoot.
This is really good wine. Their number was on a cork. I mean, it made me, I mean, I found the cork, so I must have drank it, I think, the night before, because my doctor told me to. I need 4 ounces, right? So anyway, I'm not a wine drinker, you know? I'm totally American, you know, beer. So anyway, I'm trying to develop it. So I called these people, right? And I asked them, since I have a prescription, that if my health care would cover, you know, like the wine prescription, and that I wanted to order a case on my health care card. I think, right? And they told me that they do deliver. So I asked them if they delivered to Walmart, right? Because I figured, you know, Walmart's down the street. And, you know, they have this prescription thing, and I could just get my cousin to pick it up. So anyway, I had this big discussion. Give him a phone call. Wait, where's the cork? Here it is. It's Barefoot Wine of California. Wait, that's a different cork. Who's this?
so nice when these doctors try to turn you into alcoholics.
Okay.
Idiots. Why didn't they tell you to take fish oil?
Oh, wait, I didn't finish the bottle.
That thins your blood. Take fish oil. I take that every day.
All right. You ready? And I want to see if you get a prescription for it, will your health care, you know, do you have health care? Anyway, the number is 800-750-8828. And I do have a prescription that my doctor told me to drink, 4 ounces of wine. And I'm not really a drinker.
What a genius.
But, you know, you got to have to do doctor's orders, right? So anyway, call them and ask them if your health care, because I asked them, I have a prescription. All right, I'm running out of gas. It's getting late. And if you're as crazy as me, I'm up, you know, like, call me anytime. Like I said, I'm thinking about you. And wait, what is she saying before we hang up real quick?
Have lots and lots of money.
I'm
sure she'll answer her telephone.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God. Is she sounding like you? That's the answer.
I have a lot of that. I don't think she liked that one.
No, no.
Also,
I think she rats you out, right?
I don't know where I am. When my pizza comes?
your pizza's on its way, my love. It's on its way.
Yes.
Yeah.
You call me Babu, you like me very much, huh?
But of course, I love
That's
Russians.
Beautiful women.
Yes, they're very beautiful people, Russians.
Yes, these women especially, you know, I like, I be honest with you only.
You know, I don't think they've hit New Jersey yet.
The Russian mafia?
Let's go on with this quiz.
They're all over Brooklyn.
So that you can prove to the world that Americans are stupid.
Oh. I got a turn.
No.
Okay, question number two, because I failed miserably at the first question. So, okay, go ahead.
Okay, let me think.
This is the dumb American quiz. We don't know anything about anybody else but ourselves, right? Is that what you're saying, that we're self-centered pricks?
Well, you didn't know we had states. You don't learn shit like that. At least we learn about other countries.
Yeah.
We haven't learned about America.
Okay. I'm sorry. I am not a self-centered prick. Anyway, our New Yorkers, you know, I haven't lived in New York since 1989. And I never even saw New Yorkers as self-centered pricks. Pricks, yes, but never self-centered. They always told me where to go. Anyway, I did learn a lot living in New York when I moved there. And, you know, I was that country girl moving into the city for the first time. So, anyway, I'm really going to get off the phone. I'm talking too much. And I should have had a beep right now. Most machines cut me off by the time I get this glib. So, all right. I've been thinking about your cat, and you know what? Your cat told me, like, to lay off, and that you were a great owner, but he has a friend, Mitzi and Pudgy, and they're just having a great time, and he told me that you should adopt another cat. He did. He did tell me that, Tula. So, cause he said that you are a great cat owner. So get a new pussy, take some Compazine, see, you know, and, I hope you feel better, and I'm sorry not to hear that you're on the air, and you're not on the air. And so you know my voice now, and I've always known yours, so that's it. Bye.
I can't even look at other people's pets without going to a crying spell. I just had a crying spell yesterday over Twilo.
Hey, you know, I had a call back again, and you know what I love about your message? I really love, like, you sounded excited to really, like, you missed me. And you want to hear my voice. Anyway, it's a lot of pressure. I'm not good at the machine, but I called you back to say that, like, you know, I have gotten to know you on your website. And I'm not a freak, and I'm not a weirdo. And
well, then who wants to know you if you're not a freak or a weirdo?
In South Jersey. Then I moved to New York, and I got to know city life. Anyway, I moved back home, and I'm, like, 50 now. I'm going to turn 50. And honest to God, when I heard your show, it... Like, I love your sense of humor. I love your outlook on life. I love your... I could, like, you're so sarcastic, but, you know, you got that honesty shit. Like, are you a country girl? Like, I know you're born in New York City, and I don't know. Anyway, if you need to get away, I live in South Jersey. I have a guest room. I have my father, you know, he's got horses, and we can go to the races.
No horse racing.
You just need to get your boots dirty, and you're more than welcome. Give me a phone call. My number is 856.
Okay, I'm coming over.
213. And I'm a lesbian, and I'm married. So, you know, I love my wife. This is not, you know, a sex thing. It's just that my uncle has a radio station. He goes on every Saturday here, and he's such a shirt. I wish you could call him. Matter of fact, let me give you the phone number. My uncle's radio station is, ready? It's, matter of fact, I couldn't believe it. I called it, and he answered the phone, and then he told me to hold on. And he gave the weather. I could hear him giving the weather over line, and then he answered my call again. It's like he's working the phones, and he's on the air.
That's what it's like.
I think this
radio
is a great place for
now.
You. Even if you come down once or twice a month. I already called my uncle and told him the lesbian mafia is giving him a phone call. And he's a woman hater. He is. And, you know,
oh, I'd be great in
totally,
the studio with him.
He's my godfather. You know, he's an Italian man, right? You know, and they're supposed to have boys and, you know, the man child. And he ended up with a dyke, you know, like the demands my right as an Italian, an Irish Italian. I demand those rights, and he can't handle it because, you know, I'm a split tail, you know. Anyway, give him a phone call. I told my uncle already, you're going to get, he's Saturday
That's
afternoon.
Shocking.
I think he's, no, Saturday morning, he starts at 11. His name is Art DeRigo. And I don't know the call-in line, but he's on station 92 point, I think that's AM. You know, it could be FM. I don't have the letters. Numbers,
I'm a recluse. I would kill those radio station managers.
I mean, we need your air. Honest to God, I live not far from Atlantic City. I'd love to get something going on. Woman, you know why you're sick? It's because you need to spread out. So anyway, let's spread you out. Get the freak up off the couch, will you? Anyway, I'm here all day, and I live in South Jersey. So I have a cat, and, you know, I certainly hope you have a little pussy around your house, and maybe that's why you're not doing the show this month, because you fell in love. And I hope that is the reason. But if you're laying there eating vanilla ice cream with wet nuts and hot fudge, call me. I'm sure we have a lot to share. All right, bye. I'm not going to call again. I'm really not. But I'm your friend on MySpace, the Amazon. So anyway, bye.
You know, you're always welcome to call back here. And, you know, see, what's very upsetting is that I'm really the only one handling all of the technical part of this, and I'm not technical. So, you know, I end up with the voicemail sitting in my inbox for months, and, you know, I miss good calls from really good people. I just wish that I was able to, but can you please message me again? Because I'm terrible.
Hello, my name's Nix. I am a newbie listener of yours. I actually checked out your MySpace last night.
I love newbies.
And I caught up on all the podcasts. Yes, I have no life right now. But that there is a good thing about that no life of mine, because I got to listen to all your podcast episodes. Aww. And now I am super stoked of being a fan of yours. I love your podcast. It is so kick-ass. But yeah, I just wanted to drop by and say hi. And yeah, all right. My name is Nix. I'm from South Jersey. I am 19
Another
years
South
old.
Jersey.
My MySpace, if you'd like to check it out, is myspace.com/purpleinvisiblenix. That's Nix, NYX. All right. Thank you. Bye, boys.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Sandy. This is Melanie. I'm calling you from Lexington, Kentucky, and I just wanted to comment on the podcast you did in which you ranted just a little bit about bisexuals, and I agreed with pretty much everything you said. I've only known one gay person in real life, outside of myself, and she identified as bisexual. And, you know, I really liked this girl. She was the first girl that, you know, I really, really liked. And I was like, you know, I was entertaining the idea of, like, oh, my God, this could be the first girl that I had sex with, you know? Thank God I found out what a fucking whore she was. Because
oh
let me
God.
Tell you, Sandy, what a slut. What a slut.
Oh, God, I'm going to get in trouble.
Damn it. Oh, God, it just makes me mad to think about. And, oh. She said to me once, she was like, well, you know, I identify as bisexual, but really, I don't even like having sex with guys. I just do it just because. Who does that? I'm sorry, who? What is that? What is that you say? Oh, yeah, right. Oh, really? A whore? Really? Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think so, too. I think that is a whore. Like, textbook definition. This is so distressing.
I can't. Like, I have to stop this message because I'm going to get in trouble for playing it. I know I am. Well, I'm glad that you decided not to sleep with her and catch God knows what from her, because she sounds kind of loose. But in her defense, there are lesbian sluts as well. But yeah, just a little tip here is if your girlfriend can't decide if she likes you enough to be exclusive with you or not, find somebody else to be interested in. Okay.
Hey, Sandy, it's Jeannie from MySpace.
She's a professor. She's really smart.
Jeannie Prof. I'm just calling to tell you that I'm almost all caught up on the shows I missed, and they are, as usual, spectacular and hilarious.
Thank you.
And
love you, Jeannie.
I wanted to just say, I hope you're doing great. And just so you think I'm not a loony stalking fan, I do promote the podcast on my page.
Well, thank you.
In bulletins, and now I wear a sandwich sign and walk up and down Main Street as often as I can. So I guess I've become an official lesbian and mafia groupie. And I love you, and I can't wait to hear the next show. Take care, Sandy. Bye-bye.
I love you too, Jeannie. I messaged you, and you never answered me back. What are you going to do?
Hi, Sandy. This is Francesca. Love your show.
Hi, Francesca.
A couple of podcasts ago, at the end of one podcast, you played a song, and I can't remember.
Oh, God, I'll never remember. I'm sorry.
Firstly, I want to say how exciting it is that I can send a fax on this line, because now I know I can send many, many funny photos.
Photos? Oh.
Secondly, I didn't say firstly, did I? But if I didn't, then firstly was the prior little bit of news I just sent you. But I call you quite often, but I just decided that I'm going to call you once a week because I adore you that much. And I wanted to pose this question to you. So, I've been thinking, what has happened to feminism? And, I mean, that seems very broad of a question, but where has the strength of a woman gone?
I
mean, every single day, back into the caveman days.
And in their twats. And,
I'm just over the top with the Tudors, you know, promo photo.
Oh, where they hack women in every episode?
About to slit the woman's throat, like the king takes the queen or something.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Know.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, that kind of propaganda makes it so easy for people to disregard women as anything other than an object. I was just wondering what you think about that. And that's my thought. But yeah, I'll give you a call every week.
Please do.
Because, you know, I love you. I admire you. Your strength and intelligence. And you just rock. All right. Take it easy. I love you so much. It hurts deep inside, and I probably should go to bed now. But I want to ask you how you stole my heart today. You stole my heart.
Please do call every week and remind me that there are still women out there that give a half a flying shit about that. What I think happens to feminism is... feminism now is being a whore. That's what women who call themselves feminists now, that's what they call feminism. The slut culture that we live in, that's feminism to them, is being a slut and a whore and sleeping around like a pig and spreading STDs everywhere. And to them, that's liberating. That's liberation to them. I don't care what happens to women anymore. I don't give a shit. If they don't care, why should I care? I don't give a shit. I'll kiss my fucking ass, all of them. I'm going to end up with a tranny.
Sandy. It's Jade in Elk Grove, and I was just calling to leave you a voicemail and tell you that your show is awesome. I've converted like 3 people to the Lesbian Mafia. Aww. It's really cool, and I just called to tell you that your show is awesome, and I will talk to you later.
Thanks, honey.
Hey, Sandy. You're too funny, girl. We love your show. Just calling in. It's Lynn. Have a good one.
Hey, Lynn. Thanks.
Hey, Sandy. Get back so bonita. Just letting everyone know, I'm single, and my name's Melissa, and I'm on the Lesbian Mafia MySpace page sometimes. Maybe, no, not that often. I don't know, whatever. But I do not dress like the truck driver. I'm hot. Okay, bye.
Thank you for putting my mind at ease.
Sandy! It's Jessica from Missouri. What's up, Sandy? It's really cool you have, like, a hotline now. That's awesome. You're, like, official. I'm going to be calling every 5 seconds, being like, Sandy! You know, good times. All right, I just wanted to say hi, and
hi.
Keep rocking. You're awesome, and I can't wait to listen to your show tonight. I'll be there. You rock. Thanks so much. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm going to begin speaking at the tone. And I prefer not to send a fax at the beep because I want to give you my egg, Sandy. But I called off.
You're crazy.
Hello, Sandy. I was listening to one of your older podcasts today at work via my iPod, so I had some headphones on. And at the end of the podcast, something a little disturbing happened. I was actually taking a break and sitting on the toilet when you said, I am imagining what you are doing right now. And you know what that was? Pooping. And honestly, it disturbed me a little, and I was sitting there kind of looking around, imagining Sandy from the Lesbian Mafia imagining me pooping. And, you know,
I'm sorry.
Like, this is not cool.
No, you should be sorry.
So, let that be a lesson to you, other listeners. Don't poop or do anything else that you don't want Sandy to imagine you doing at the conclusion of one of her podcasts. Thank you and good night.
Pooping is natural. That's okay. You went au naturel. Were you in the woods pooping? Wiping with your right hand?